The Youth's Instructor, August 4, 1892. Words to the Young. Jesus has said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Do you wish to enter the mansions Jesus has gone to prepare? Is heaven desirable? Then why not bring as much of heaven as possible into your daily life? Day by day, you receive heaven's blessings. But do you make a grateful recognition of the same by offering thanksgiving and praise to your Heavenly Father? Is it a proper course for you to pursue, to rise in the morning and go without prayer to your duties and responsibilities, to the dangers and temptations of the day? Is it not essential that you seek for guidance and protection, for help and grace from God? Let the youth who profess to love God make it a rule of their lives to engage in regular seasons of prayer. If two or three of you are together who are servants of Christ, you may claim the promise of His presence. Suppose there are those around you who do not respond to the claims of God, who offer no grateful praise for His mercy, and who ridicule your faith. Should you not seek protection from the only source of strength and plead with God to quicken those who ridicule His name and bring them to repentance? How can you expect God's blessing if you have not moral courage to go to Him and ask Him for His help before those who do not love God or reverence His name? Many who profess the name of Christ are very poor soldiers of the cross. They profess to be seeking heaven as their home, but they do not bring heaven into their practical lives. Their thoughts and conversation are not upon heavenly things. Their conversation is vain and trifling, and their souls are as destitute of the grace of Christ as were the hills of Gilboa of dew or rain. Let the youth who are called to associate together in family life be true to principle concerning the hour of prayer. Let them read tender words from the Blessed Bible, and with humble, contrite hearts, let them bow before God and pray for His blessing. Angels of God will be round about you. To this scene, Jesus will be a witness. God will hearken to your petitions and will be your helper, your strength when temptation comes upon you. Suppose in your company there are those who do not pray, who do not answer to the claims that God has upon them. Should you be weakened by their presence and be found unfaithful to your trust? No. You should be all the more earnest, faithful, and steadfast, gathering zeal for God because others utterly fail to do their duty. Those who refuse to be guided by the Spirit of God are always a hindrance to their companions. They are bodies of darkness, agents of Satan. The more pleasing their manners and the greater their ability, the greater harm they can do through their influence upon others, and the greater will be their condemnation at last, unless they repent and forsake their sins. The young disciples of Christ should show faithfulness in cross-bearing, in rendering vigorous service, manifesting unfaltering fidelity to the cause of their Master. They should let their light so shine that their young companions may be led to glorify God. You cannot let your light shine unless you have light, and there is only one source of light. In order to meet the mind of God and exert a saving influence upon those around you, you must avail yourself of every help Jesus has made available to you, that you may daily grow in grace. Your faith must grow by exercise. Your love for Christ must increase more and more, and your lips will be prepared to express the love that is glowing in your heart. Your conversation will then be upon heavenly things, upon Christ, the Christian's hope, and the incorruptible inheritance.